And now back to the news. A worrying feature of this week's news has been the number of different crimes reported. There has been a shocking increase in religious and racist abuse in the city. Spiking of drink attacks continue to increase, with 31 reported in Norwich since October. Flour was thrown on cars in Heatherset, which is both unpleasant and seems to provide us with a new word. It is said that the cars were flarred. I'm sorry to say that our editor speculated on what happens if other foods are thrown at cars. After an attack with fish and chips, the cars might be battered. Enough of that. Our final crime story is from Thorpe St Andrew. There was a disgusting attack on the public toilets, which have been closed for the time being.
The number of racially and religiously motivated crimes has risen by 44% in Norfolk over the past 5 years, figures show. Home Office data has revealed there were 1,362 hate crime offences recorded in the county in the year ending March 2021. It also shows there were 562 cases of assault, criminal damage, harassment or aggravated offences of people being put in fear, alarm or distress over their race or religion, up from 389 similar offences 5 years ago. The majority of offences in the past year occurred in Norwich, but there were increased cases in Great Yarmouth, North Norfolk and South Norfolk. A Norfolk police spokesman said, "Greater confidence to approach the police around these types of crimes is also likely to have had an impact on the figures, and we're working with different communities to understand their fears." Julie Bremner, an organiser of Norwich Stand Up to Racism, said, "We've seen racist incidents like local mosques and synagogues being attacked and the housing of asylum seekers at the barracks in Coltishall that resulted in some terrible racist abuse. Society is very divided at the moment, and people who have the least control, like asylum seekers, get a disproportionate amount of blame. But we've also seen some positive things with people coming together in response. Black Lives Matter gave us the opportunity to hear about people's everyday experiences, and it was absolutely shocking to hear some of the stories of black people who live in this area."
Spineless criminals found guilty of spiking people will face lengthy prison sentences, a police boss has warned. It comes after 31 attacks were recorded in Norwich since October. Across the county, a total of 33 incidents have been recorded, 11 of which relate to spikings with an injection. And detectives are currently hunting down the perpetrators of these crimes, cops have confirmed. Meanwhile, officers are working with venues across the county, along with Late Night Norwich in the city, to ensure the nighttime economy is a safe place for people to enjoy. Chief Inspector Ed Brown from Community Safety at Norfolk Police said, "With increased awareness of this type of incident in recent weeks, we are still seeing an increase in reports of spiking. Such offences are serious crimes, and we are taking these reports seriously. Officers are continuing to work with the nighttime economy to identify those responsible and understand the motive behind such incidents." Mr. Brown added that over 20 officers will be patrolling key nighttime areas each night in Norwich across Friday and Saturday to provide a safe place for people to enjoy themselves. "Everyone is aware of this now and is working together to make the nighttime economy a safer space. Anyone found to be committing these crimes will be dealt with robustly by the police and could face a lengthy prison sentence. If you think someone has been spiked, then you should let bar staff or door supervisor know and contact police. Stay with the person you suspect has been spiked and seek medical help immediately if their condition worsens.
A spate of food being lobbed at homes and cars has continued in Norwich suburbs, with vehicles being covered in flour. Following baked beans, corn on the cobs, and eggs being lobbed at homes in recent months, people living in Heatherset are now the latest victims of the bizarre crime. A 21-year-old woman, who didn't wish to be named, said her car was covered in flour in Lynch Green. She noticed another car further up the street had also been targeted. It definitely was a shock, but also just very annoying, she added. Occurrences like this just seemed to be getting more regular. Her partner realised the car had been floured when she returned home at 7:45 in the evening before her neighbour cleaned it off for her. Heatherset District Councillor David Bills said he'd be walking around with police officers to keep an eye open for problem areas. Mr. Bills will mention the flour attack to officers as well as a colleague within Broadland District Council who deals with policing matters. He added, "I think this is awful. It's one of those where the youth of today get an idea and have a bit of a play with it. They think it's a bit of a laugh, but it's not. If they want things to do in Heatherset, we're very fortunate to have the sport and entertainment we have. It's a pity they have to indulge in something like this rather than getting involved with football or other activities." Anna Sandfield, owner of Heatherset Tai Chi, said she didn't see the flour incident, but villagers have been questioning whether it's connected to a car being set alight in Hempstead Road during half-term. Recent corn on the cob and egg-throwing attacks in Sprowston have seen increased police patrols. A spokesman for Norfolk Police said there have been recent reports of antisocial behaviour, and police responded to them at the time. "We welcome the reporting of any crime or antisocial behaviour from any of the locals so that matters can be dealt with appropriately."
A city suburb is in shock after mindless yobs ripped a sink from the wall of a frequently used public toilet. An officer for Thorpe St Andrew Town Council arrived to the loos in Yarmouth Road to find them in tatters with a sink hanging from the wall. As a result, the authority has now had to close the facilities. Deputy Clerk Rachel McCarthy said, "The matter has been reported to police and our parks team have taken every step to remedy the damage in-house." She added that the area is covered by CCTV. Thorpe St Andrew Town Councillor Ian Mackay said, "I am shocked by this disgusting behaviour. Just mindless vandalism for the sake of it. It's an attack on the whole community, as it's a local amenity for all. I hope information will come forward so a prosecution can take place. Thankfully, crime is very low in Thorpe, but something like this stands out." Thorpe historian Malcolm Martins added, "It has happened before there. It's well used by the boating companies, which are doing very well at the moment. People need to use it if they have been on a boat for 2 hours. Mr. Martins echoed Mr. Mackay in saying it would have an adverse impact on lots of people. "It affects the whole town," he said. "All the events go on there, like the Christmas lights and so on. This is an attack on the whole community." A statement posted on the Town Council's Facebook page said, "It is with deep regret that both the ladies' and gents' toilets at River Green in Yarmouth Road will be closed for the foreseeable future due to vandalism. We will endeavour to get the toilets reopened as soon as possible, but in the meantime, your patience and understanding is appreciated."